to show you a few other of the scales that are available of the intonations, we have this just scale. There's the main G. Oh, I have chorusing on here, so you're hearing a little bit of chorusing. Now, actually, this is a little high for our general purposes, and so what I'm going to do is put in a lower note here. I'm going to type in the number 110, which is a low A. So now it's transposed it down a little bit. You can type in frequencies or note names in there. Works pretty well. So just a little bit of adjustment of that, and then I can change the timbre. It's more or less what it sounds like. There's another scale that are the harmonic scale. It's just harmonics of a low tone, and for that it's good to keep the timbre nice and simple because it is a way of building a timbre itself. Because at this point, it's not really a chord, it becomes components of the timbre, harmonic components of a kind of a stable timbre. So you can have something like that. And then if I push the random button, it's going to knock all those partials into different places. So it's adding just a slight bit of motion into it. If I keep hitting it, it moves them around just a little bit more. Or I can erase the effect, put it back to the normal harmonics just by tapping the harm button again.